Blog Talk Radio.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by The Best Things in Life, which are still free with minimum purchase at participating dealers.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh! Ah! Oh.
My name, I'll say Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
no, come
out. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
As a kid in school, the teacher said, don't be a fool, try to climb the ladder to success. You must start in at the ground and work your way up round by round, and you'll succeed unless I miss my guess. Someone move the ladder, someone move the ladder, someone move the ladder, yes I guess. I hate to tell the teacher, but there's just one bad feature. Someone move the ladder to success. Yes, ain't it the truth? Dad once said, now man to man, there's one thing to understand. You must work real hard to reach the top. Another thing that I suggest, always try to do your best. If you do, you'll never, never flop. Someone move the ladder. Someone move the ladder. Someone move the ladder. Yes, I guess. I'd hate for my own dad to know I'm where he left me. Cause someone moved the ladder to success. Blow, boy. All my life it's been my aim. I've searched, but I never found no fame. So what's the use? I guess nobody cares. When my life of toil is through and St. Peter says I'm a-calling you, I guess I'll find they've moved the golden stairs.
Someone move the ladder. Someone move the ladder. Someone move the ladder. Yes, I guess.
Now when St. Peter says I've got your wings, I guess he'll have to keep the things, cause
someone move the ladder to success.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Thing.
Thank you.
Adventures of Ellery Queen, circa 1970-something or other. Used to watch it every week, man. Jim Hutton and that guy that was on Magnum P.I., you know, with the voice a bit like this. He played Simon Brimmer. But anyway, I was doing a laundry today, hanging out the laundry. I'm sitting there humming that song, and I said to myself, "Self, it's the Possum fucking theme." And that's how it all happens, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Friday Night Possum right here on Earth. No, I have not made it past 1980. See, once you have children, you're almost frozen in time. And, like, you're no longer ever hip again. Well, not hip by their standards, at least. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, wondering what he was going to do about his deflicted eyes. When it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written, "Welcome to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday night's Possum Hour, greatness on a stick, etc., etc." You get the idea. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-loving, ever-vanishing, brown-eyed, bombastic Ben J. Grimm, the Thing, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. Now we're getting true confessions in the Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's what happens in the Possum Lounge stays in the Possum Lounge, so you don't even know unless you're in there. All right, let's see. Clobber time, Friday Night Possum. Obviously, you're listening to it now, so, you know, I don't need to remind you of that. So,
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaput und verboten!
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, I give you the Sinister Minister.
Hello, Commodore.
Finance and parking.
Yep. That's what I do. It's what I do.
All right. Isn't that weird? I was whistling the Ellery Queen theme song while I was hanging my laundry.
I've forgotten all about that show. You know what's on the... Decades Binge this weekend?
Oh, I thought I saw. What is it? Remind me.
It's The Rookie. I've forgotten all about that fucking show.
Not a bad show. Not a
I've
bad show.
I've forgotten all about it. Looking forward to it.
Yep. Good theme song,
anyway,
too. Maybe we'll bring...
WRIU.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, 3 o'clock, Joe Mooney's doing a Pink Floyd show.
Pink Floyd. And explain that to the lucky listeners.
Well, he's going to be playing Pink Floyd, and then he's going to have the Possum Blues segment at 4:30. At www.wriu.org. I'll post it on the cover.
Did everybody have their pencil ready when he said that? Well, no. Don't get a pencil. That way you got to listen back in the archives, and we get the A-cars. And we get higher numbers. Big money. Big money.
We're sneaky that way.
Okay, so, like, big money. What's TV all about? We're in the golden age of free TV, man.
Yeah.
I watched two incredible episodes of Laramie today.
Yeah?
It's fucking got Hoagie Carmichael in it. Come on. Come on. Fucking great show. But
tomorrow morning,
there's a price attached.
Westerns, right?
What's that?
tomorrow morning is all your westerns, right?
Oh, they start they 24 hours of westerns, baby.
Yeah.
Starting at noon. But you got to pay the piper, though.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. They heard you, Ted. No, these commercials, man. I just had this great idea today. We spend all this time looking in computer screens, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's got these fucking flat screen TVs. And most times they're two times too big, bigger than you need.
Yeah.
You know? And what do you do when the TV's too big? You can't help but stare into the screen. You're hypnotic. So, do your eyeballs a favor. When the commercials come on, do something else. Look at something else. Don't look at the screen. Don't waste your eyeballs on horse shit. It's not worth it. Really, on one
like
set of eyes.
Right,
fuck the commercials, man. Don't look at them.
I'm staring at a flashlight commercial right now where they have that...
Ted! Let's go in and visit with Ted here. So anyway, have you ever considered guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance? Ted,
you
recite
that in your sleep, don't you?
Ted, have you ever considered guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance? Hold on, I got to help him out here. All right, come on. Well, I just noticed this, too. The majority of commercials are either lawyers encouraging you to sue somebody.
Uh-huh.
Money lenders wanting to give you some money. No problemo. Superhero dude jumps over the fence. He's got cash on hand.
Captain Bob.
And then the other stuff is insurance, which is worthless. You know, they have all these commercials for shit. That's a little loud.
Save your eyes.
All this shit, like insurance.
Uh-huh.
You know, how many car insurance, life insurance, guaranteed acceptance, whole life insurance. What do you get for that? Nothing.
Okay.
They want you to pump your fucking precious cash down the toilet. Why the hell do you think I don't have cable, you jackasses?
Uh-huh. No such thing as free lunch, kids.
I'm not buying this fucking insurance, though. Come on, man. The only reason why
I'm
I got insurance is because the government...
I'm quick to mute.
The government says so. That's why I got that shit. Fuck them, man. It's a con.
Fuck.
Because, you know, it's the never claim policy every time. You pay into this shit. Oh, they want you to pay insurance on your car now. So when you get in general maintenance, they'll cover it. You're probably going to end up paying three times what you would for this stupid extra.
I never even heard of that one, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have insurance, and this is assurance. Everything's covered now. Yeah, you're fucking flat broke paying these monthly charges.
For a monthly bill. Everything's covered, but you got a monthly bill coming.
Well, and then, of course, plus the deductible.
Yeah.
They never say minus the deductible. Plus the deductible.
You got to mute it, Commodore. Mute it. Hit that mute button. That's what it's there for.
What? Today, I was, like, into this thing, man. Like, you know, I wasn't wasting any time. I did watch the two episodes. They were great. But I got so much done, man. I did some sewing. I got my laundry done. Cleaned up the paperwork on the desk.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Oh, that
I love days
day.
Like that, you know, when you're just getting shit done. Something else I got done.
What'd you do?
I got something to blow up here, man. I didn't.
Hi, Dave.
I didn't forget about you kids. Nope. Oh, yeah. Well, we're back to the dance songs. You know, if you can't think of something nice to blow up, blow up a dance song, I always say.
Yep.
Because I have guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance. I'm okie doke. Well, at least I have peace of... I might be fucking flat broke. Like, gosh, I have peace of mind.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
And a
one born
of your waiter.
One born every minute incorporated.
You're getting hypnotized by these commercials, man.
Okay, Mambo number 5. Who isn't sick of that? Has that song been played enough? All right. It's kind of somewhat amusing at first. It had an okay beat. But the 8 millionth time you hear it, well...
Ba-boom. Ba-boom.
It's ugly. Yeah, it's ugly. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Mambo number 5.
It's tremendous. It's colossal. It's putrid.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Mambo number
5, 2, 8, 0, 4, 0, 7, 9, 2, 6, 0, 5, 8, 0, 7, 6, 0, 8, 3, 5, 5, 4, 9, 7, 6, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Chicken inside out of Chinese chicken.
Mommy,
chicken inside out of Chinese chicken. You have
pull the string.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica.
Just give me that back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's all.
great stuff.
Hey.
Excellent blow up too. I love that Guggenheim.
Mumble number 588-07. I also incorporated the crazy Guggenheim laugh.
Okay.
Which was, when I put that in there, I'm like, man, I should have just fucked everything else in the background. Just gone with that. Nothing else.
I don't know,
man. That will probably be on my palate from now on.
Good. I know Shep didn't like it.
What's that?
I know Shep didn't like it.
Shep?
Oh, he was yelling. No, he didn't like that.
He was howling, man. Once they start the music, Shep commences to howl. Man, I got the kitchen all cleaned up here.
Yeah, all right.
Front room's all tidied.
Uh-huh.
Bedroom's all
light,
clean. My
a line of cocaine
clean.
Is still alive.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, man. Hotter than fuck, though, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hope everybody's surviving this heat. I don't have AC, man.
No?
So.
Yeah. This is the first year I've really been using it.
Really? Yeah, it's a hot one, man. You know, this global warming shit, dude. It's for real.
It is.
What are they saying? Just tonight, this Greenland, right? Which is was named Greenland by the Vikings to throw everybody off the scent.
Yeah, because it's all snow. Snow there.
Yeah, it's just fucking snow drift. But it's starting to melt.
And Iceland.
Back in
Iceland's all green.
Yeah, yeah. Them fucking Vikings, man.
That's why I hate the Vikings. Confusing bastards.
They're a crafty race of humans. Conquered the world a couple times.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, this Greenland's is starting to melt the ice and the snow. And years ago, they had I guess this is a Cold War base because there was a nuclear reactor there and all this other shit. And they had some great idea. They were going to build ice tunnels. Oh, I'm a Viking too, Maggie C. What, you kidding me? All the Scots are Vikings, lass. That's where we come from. Roots. All right. No, they thought this would be a keen idea. We'll build tunnels in the snow. And that way we'll, like, dig them right to, you know, the Kremlin and
don't melt the light.
Shoot the nuke right there to the Kremlin. Well, then they realize, well, you know, it shifts in the ice and it's not going to work out. So they eventually abandon this fucking base with all this shit there and, starting to. They dismantled the reactor, but like a lot of the. Well, you know how there's always a. little leftover residual radioactive material.
Yeah, a little shit.
Yeah, that's starting to get thawed out. So what they thought would be a permanent, you know, sweep under the rug solution, not so much.
I had a visual of them building the ice tunnels. Picture like the Keystone Cops with all these electrical, you know, tools chipping away and slipping and sliding and falling.
Oh, yeah, here they say. They said 2015, last year, set climate records, okay, for temperature, CO2, ocean heat, Arctic sea change, ice changes. And they're saying this year's making last year look like a panty raid.
Yeah.
So.
Panty raid. I like that.
A panty. Well, they didn't say panty. They said underpanty. They said panty poo.
It's what the planet does. You know, we haven't had an ice age in, a couple million years. What the hell? It's new.
I don't know.
We're all dead.
I don't know.
Get over it.
We're doomed as doomed could be, man. We ain't helping this shit. All right.
No one gets out alive anyway, so fuck it.
You got that right, Jack. some of us sooner than later.
Ladies and gentlemen, there they are, the Possum Lounge. I was hoping somebody would come in further up in the alphabet.
It's almost 10:30. I gotta start this shtick.
It's Dr. Cake, though, which is
Dr.
great
Cake.
News. It's not like that's bad news. It's good news, because obviously it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah, we pre-disastered this one, number... That's Maggie C with Flight 177. Man, I turned on the show. No debugging. Everything's running smoothly. Beauty, man. There's that movie. I read the book, too. World According to Garp. Love that author.
Oh, yeah.
John
yeah.
Irving. When a plane flies into the building, the house, we'll take it. What are the chances of another plane flying into this fucking house? I love that.
The book was great. Keep passing the open windows. I didn't
and
like
the
Hotel New Hampshire, though.
Well, that was a much better book than a movie.
Yeah, I didn't care for the book either. It was just too much crap in it. He tried to get as silly as possible.
Well, yeah, because he killed off half the best characters in a fucking one-third of the way through. And you're like, what?
There's a plane crash. Hope floats.
Hope floats, baby. Still a good book.
Yeah.
Love them all. Great author. Check him out. Give a hoot. Read a book.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there's Getting Four USA!
Four USA!
That's between a patriotic... fucking frame of mind, USA. USA!
USA.
And speaking of patriotics, guest 1746, which happens to be my favorite number. Oh, yeah! Oh, boy. But guest 1752. I think that's Henry Kissinger.
My favorite number.
That's Henry Kissinger.
It turns in once in a while. Because I am his illegitimate son. There, I said it.
Maggie C's here, though. Okay?
Maggie C.
Maggie C. Hey, baby.
Maggie C.
She likes when you call her baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Did we lose somebody? That's it. We have somebody else.
I think people are having trouble. They're disappearing and coming back. Refreshing.
It's so damn hot.
Yeah.
They want to turn on their machines. Make it hotter. Oh, well. You're excused. Well, first in love, first in peace. First in Possum Lounge, Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Baby. And finally.
Yes.
The Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumbay, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
Thank you, sir. Love it. And your super host,
Prominent. As the Beaver.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
What the hell? What is this? Oh. This is like one of those 30-second sound bridges.
It works for me.
I love the teenage music from those old TV shows and movies and such.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is one of those where they're all dancing in bikinis.
Yeah. Well, you were like Dark Shadows at the Blue Whale.
Okay. Dude, I never watched that show.
Blue Whale. It's always like one song because that's all they had the rights to. It's like one song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, Dad, you find that on the Westerns, too. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same one each time, you know. Heard that. Funny thing about the Virginian, they had this one song It was real pretty in the first episode.
Uh-huh.
And then you heard that either fast or slow on a piano and a violin and an every fucking episode they ever made after that. I don't know, all 205 episodes, they played that same piece of music. Because once you own it,
uh-huh,
there you go.
Well, Billy Wilder used one song in practically all of his movies. I forget what it is. It's in the documentary. They mention it.
Ah. I have to watch that again.
Instrumental.
It's fucking genius, man.
Oh, yeah. He gets mentioned a couple times in Alan's new movie, Cafe Society.
Enjoyed it?
Yep, good movie. Not big old laughs, but very good story.
Good.
And a lot of name dropping of all the old 1930s directors and actors. So if you're not clear on that, you don't know half the shit they're saying.
Man, I really need to get that AA battery, dude.
AA battery.
Yeah. My clock's out.
Oh, that's
the one with hands on it so you could tell the fucking time.
No one can tell the time with fucking hands anymore, man. Please.
I can't tell where I am in the time space continuum without hands on a clock. These numbers are meaningless to me. I got nothing on this digital clock shit. Yeah,
I'm glad to see you don't use the sundial anymore. At least you moved up the hand.
No. I got to the hands.
Okay.
The Swiss. Very inventive fuckers, man. Love the Swiss. Oh, by the way, we got a cool story about the Swiss later on. Don't let me forget the Swiss story.
I'll write that down.
Oh, yeah. But I know how Monday night everybody... We got a flood of cards and letters screaming about the quickie, the Art Paul quickie.
Yeah.
And some of them were actually positive.
Oh.
And in my search for better ways to enhance your life, I found a cache of old Art Pauls he'd sent me. So...
Yeah.
Time for a classic Art Paul quickie. Liar, liar. Yeah. Spelled L-I-E-R, L-I-E-R. Go!
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Your nose as long as a telephone wire. That's what I think about Scott Walker. That's what I think about Ron Johnson, too. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. That's what I think about some lawyers. That's what I think about some Republicans running for president. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. That's what I think about certain doctors. That's what I think about some people talking about the economy. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire.
Oh.
Whatever happened to honesty's the best policy? Whatever happened to people like Honest Abe? Everybody seems to be turning into Pinocchio. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Nose as long as a telephone wire. Your nose as long as a telephone wire. Your nose as long as a telephone wire.
Artful.
That was beauty.
Very controversial. He really pushed the envelope with that one.
ripped from today's headlines.
Uh-huh.
I thought everybody in the chat room would do the liar guy with the nose going.
Hey, that's right. Yeah.
Have Pinocchio noses in unison. That's a Pinocchio reference, man.
Actually,
that's not like a phallic substitute.
Now you ruined it for me. I thought it was a phallic.
Speaking of which, remind me about the phallic story. We got a whole cross section of phallic stories. But I wish Red Wendy was here. Yeah, that shit's always funnier with the skirt. But what I do have is my funny Trump story and the funniest thing I could think of to say about Hillary Clinton.
Equal time.
Okay. Let's start with Hillary. Now, since she whacked Malty, it's been pretty quiet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
3 weeks since she whacked Malty. Yeah, she's at it again. I was going to say she had a whack-free week, but no. This guy, Victor Thorne, it's just a nice off. How'd they do him in?
Anyway, the others shot up in the back of the head instead of a suicide.
Oh, okay, yeah. Apparent victim of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy, he's a reporter who's written all these books about all the scary things that the Clintons have done in the past. So we've got ex-DNC guy, Lucas, this guy over here with the book, and Malt Liquor Man.
Well, the book guy, did they say where the gunshot wound was?
Probably in the back of the head, you know.
Yeah, probably. There's about three of them.
Most people, most people shoot themselves multiple times in the head when they commit suicide.
This guy,
especially
I heard this guy stabbed himself in the back several times.
Yeah, but then we got our what's our Trump story? It's funny. Oh yeah. Hold on. We need more music. Well, I try to remember what my damn Trump story is, man. Come on, brain. Oh, here we go. Donald Trump. This is good. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, right?
Yeah.
You want to contribute to the cause, right? Like, I sent Bernie a couple bucks, you know, bought a T-shirt, tipped him an extra 10, you know, for the effort.
Yeah.
And if you go to the Trump website and you pick, they had an option for a recurring donorship. So I guess you could plug him $20 a week for life or something, right?
Jesus Christ.
Well, when it turns out, it is for life because you can't cancel. If you hit that button, you're fucked, man. You can't. It won't stop. You're going to have to cancel your fucking credit card because they won't stop taking the money out. You call them up and we'll make you a counter offer.
Oh, God. Man.
How about we only take all your money for the rest of your life because we're Trump and fuck you. So anyway, that's my equal time for the candidates section of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm waiting for Trump to do a Nancy Kerrigan on Hillary. Hire someone to hit her in the knee.
Well, you know, he might hit her. He might hit her and make hit her so hard, hit her so hard her head will spin. Oh, I bet some guys were scared that day.
Oh,
kept thinking of Joe Besser, you know, Besser for president. Not so, I'll give you such a pinch. Ooh, you Democrats. You're going to, All right.
Joe Besser. Dance party.
Okay, oh yeah. I was going to say we have Hitler or worse than Hitler. But it doesn't matter because we have the dance party, man.
That's
Tonight is not a raucous affair, though, ladies and gentlemen. I know, long day. Hey, everybody's tired, right? It's hot. It's too hot.
Yeah,
too hot for this crazy Mambo number 5 jazz and this shit.
You got that right, Jack.
So, something a little more my speed here. What is it? Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines, but keep it in low gear, because it's time for the turtle.
The turtle.
Slow and steady wins the race. That's what I always heard.
Yeah.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
From coast to coast, they've been doing the monkey, the fish, the twist, and the switcheroo. All you cats are tired of moving. I've got something new for you. When the band starts playing, come out real slow. Move like a turtle to the center of the floor. Take it easy and have a ball and just stand there. That's all. That's the way you do the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Careful, honey, take it slow. That's cool, mommy. '99-year Boogity had a friend named Shu, and Boogity liked to dance to a rock and roll groove. Now Shu told Boogity, if you want to stay alive, you better forget all this rock and roll jive. He told his friend he'd better play it cool, but Boogity was a stubborn old rock and roll mule. The best I remember, I believe it's a fact, a poor Boogity had a heart attack. He never learned to do the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Move an eyebrow, shake a hand, just listen to the band. Now if the band starts rocking, just you pay no mind. You get excited, friend, you're gonna find. You start in twisting your sacroiliac, and then, friend, you put your back out of whack. That won't happen with a turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Oh, man, again,
yeah. All right. Yes. Ted, hold on. I'm going to yell at Ted. I got to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Ted, that's enough. Crying out loud.
This dog, he sleeps 23 hours a fucking day. When does he get up? Oh! Dude's doing something.
It's
just be a pain in the ass. You know? Jeez. I'll tell you.
Grenache.
Yes. It's all right. He's an old man. He's cranky. He's probably going to pee on the floor.
I would.
Because I didn't drop everything and show him complete entire attention. But I deserve it. For trying to do a podcast. I deserve to be mopping up dog urine. You think it's funny, don't you, Ted? I know you. You're such a pain in the butt. Criminy. Thank God they make dogs lovable and cute. Otherwise, why would you have them? You know? Fucking pain in the ass.
I had one when I was younger. Never again.
I love them. But, you know, if you asked me, like, right now, I'd say I never want another one. Okay. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. We have a choice tonight. Well, I kind of 3 minutes to kind of gauge the audience. We just have core possums here, so I just want. You want melodic, or do you want unmelodic? That's your choice.
Yes, to the people.
Get some possum votes. Melodic.
If it's melodic, wave.
Okay, melodic wave, not melodic. What can you do for not melodic? The little ninja guy. Okay, ninja guy is not. And which one? Flower guy or whistling guy? Waving guy. Waving guy. Waving guy is. Okay. Melodic. Nobody's voting again.
No,
you guys.
There you go.
You
Dr.
never pay attention.
Made it. Okay.
Okay. She says it is melodic. Maggie C said hardcore melody. Okay. Cool. Well, we'll save the other one for Monday. Because
okay.
You know, I kind of uploaded the other one in case Derek showed up. You know, because
okay, good. So
I've got a man crush on him. I like to impress him with a nice, terrible 3 minutes. But well, all right. If you insist. Cold from the catacombs of the possum computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Possum bed.
Oh, wait, I get stuck for stuff. I'll just go back and, there's a shitload of stuff that I never used. I went, that ain't as good as this stupid thing. You know, like... I don't know. Because, you know, after so many years of this, I realized it just doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It just doesn't matter. It just does. It's Ford Prefect is here. It does matter.
Oh, hey, Ford's here.
Ford Prefect just beamed in. You're right in time. For a reasonable facsimile thereof.
And
guess 1864. That's a bloody year in our history, 1864, ladies and gentlemen. That is the height of the Civil War when one side brother against... Oh, wait, it's time for the 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Oh, To bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
This is. I'm on the highway to hell.
Yes. I gotta finish this. Cake wanted to know who that was. It was Elsa Popping and her Pixieland band.
Oh, I remember that.
And it's very possible I may have played that back in the 60s. Like 64, 65, somewhere in there. It was back when Dick Carr had his own hair. I'll tell you what, you know, not to change the subject. Oh, Dave Rayborn has shown up. Welcome to the show, yeah. Sir. In the old Boston Lounge. He's gone. Oh, there's Applejack's ass!
Yeah,
like, I pointed and it changed. To Apple Cheeks Alice. I have power! God damn! No, what I wanted to point out is I was so excited to get Johnny Carson, because he's my hero. I got it like a Warhol-esque print of Johnny in the living room, okay?
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Yes! I mean, that was my heroine, man. Loved that fucking shit when I was a kid. But in the reruns, the Dick Cavett show is much more interesting to watch.
That's the show I used to watch all the time, Dick Cavett.
Well, I mean, the guests he has are just fabulously interesting 99% of the time.
Yep.
And he does in-depth interviews with them instead of, you know, light banter and whatnot. Not putting down JC by any, and you know, JC, Jiminy Cricket, Jesus Christ, there's connections. But you put down a JC, but Dick Cavett, great show.
JC's good.
Yeah.
It's good guest. Yeah, and Orson Welles. It's a very interesting show. Is Orson Welles interview? Love that.
No. I was watching Lucy today, though.
Yeah, so was I. Yeah.
Yeah, she's, yeah, back in the day, he had a small cock, that's why I left him.
He was talking about the fight she had with the Italian lady. Well,
that was hilarious. That was funny. The Italian lady wanted to kick her ass in that great stomping scene.
She was drowned in the grave.
She couldn't speak English.
Oh, great.
Funny stuff. Okay, first headline. Oh, man. Okay, well, first there was a notice that they were closing down the water slide park here, the local one, because of some diarrhea-causing bacteria somebody swimming around had this and got a little bit of the fecal matter in there, and they're closing down. They got Bill Murray down there in the hazmat suit, hosing it out, you know. I think it's okay. But then I read this other thing online after that's the number one reason why a pool closes down is Okay. Fecal matter. Okay, well, we're starting a poop story first, but that's okay. We have a finish for this. Now, Phil, this is the headline. So I mentioned I did the laundry, so I bought a newspaper, my biweekly newspaper. Philadelphia, Associated Press. Yeah. They're warning residents to not swim in trash dumpsters that have been filled up with water.
Yes, we have to be told that.
Yeah, that reminds citizens, you know, probably not a good idea. Be swimming around. Dumpster filled with water. Boom.
What we do.
Wow. It don't matter if you pee in that pool, Ford. Oh. Man, I don't even like passing the garbage truck. The smell of that liquefied garbage. Whoa. I don't know how them guys do it in the summertime. Fucking heroes, man, the garbage man. Next time you see the garbage man, salute that son of a bitch. He's doing a job that I fucking don't want.
God bless the garbage man.
Yeah. Alright. Science. Alright, as we expected briefly, the electronic cigarettes. They're bad. They're very bad. They're very, very bad. Slightly not as bad so far as real cigarettes, but
they're getting there. They're coming up with stuff.
Yeah, they're figuring out. You know, they're a lot of carcinogens, which is kind of the point of quitting smoking. You know.
Now it's up to you whether to believe that or not. It could be big tobacco companies. Kind of weasel away.
You are correct, sir. It could be propaganda.
You can't believe anything you read nowadays. It's awful.
Absolutely.
No,
and that's
idea.
Why we bring it to you unfiltered. Here in
Flip a coin.
The complete spin zone. This is, you've heard of the no spin zone? This is the 360, motherfuckers, all right? I'm going to get busy in this, son of a bitch. Now, there's a highway. We all know. You know. It's one of your favorite shows. It's Route 66.
That.
Science experiment. Route 66, eh? It's gone on falling on hard times, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it doesn't exist anymore. It used to be the connecting of the east and west for an automobile.
Big time road.
In the old days. Well, they're going to start installing that road material, the solar panels.
Uh-huh.
Solar panel fucking road? That just makes energy. It sits out in the sun all day. What the fuck? Brilliant!
Yes.
So.
That's what they're doing, huh?
I love it, man. I love it. All right, so we did climate change.
Good idea.
We did futuristic roads.
They still got a lot of cool things on Route 66, don't they? Like the old
roadside attractions.
Yeah.
Sure, motels, famous motels and whatnot, shaped like dildos and whatnot. Speaking of which, this woman, where is it? Here's the link. This woman thought she'd seen a rare black duck by the lake. So take a peek at the rare black duck she photographed. Yeah. Yeah.
What's
that went over big on her Facebook page.
Still no duck.
No. My son, he's about 6 years old, right? And he draws this fucking duck, right? Duck head. And he's got big arms, like muscle arms, right? And he's strutting down the page. I have it somewhere in the archives somewhere. and underneath it says Dick Sucker Duck. I found that. I laughed so goddamn hard. Fucking little kid. I don't know how old he was. Maybe 8. I don't know. He was in the single digits when he came up with that. I just... Dick Sucker Duck.
Just like Pop.
He obviously was watching cable because, you know, he doesn't hear that. Yeah. He never heard that kind of stuff run off.
Of course not.
Okay. Speaking of dildos, this Chinese reporter also mistook a dildo for a rare mushroom. They did a whole news report on the Chinese news.
Yes.
And they're measuring this fucking dildo. Because it's a weird-looking dildo. It's one of them what's at the, it's got the poontang hole on one end and it's a big fat thing. It kind of looks like a mushroom. Got a big mushroom head on it, so. Don't take my word for it.
Sorry.
Here. Here's the link for that. I don't want to. That's enough of that. But it looks like a shiitake or something. I don't know. Shiitake, holy jeez.
Let's get the Lady Apostle's opinion on that. Oh, look at that thing.
Yeah, that's a big fat dildo. Well, that's not the biggest dildo. Here's the biggest dildo. Not to be outdone. These guys here, the sex toy company, they erected a 12-foot, 4-inch-high replica of a male sex organ. And they believe it is the largest dildo ever made. Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, a sex toy convention held every summer in Burbank, California, presented the monstrous member earlier this summer.
The Statue of Liberty's interested in that.
It's bigger than hers. And the thing is, I found this story. The right-wingers were putting it up because it was on Huffington Post, and they're like, look what Huffington Post puts up there. Stories about big dildos. They're just not. They're liberals, libtards. I hate them.
Fucking people.
Oh, here's a weird thing I came across. We're probably burning daylight. Oh, yeah, we're burning daylight. But what the fuck?
Yeah, keep going.
The most stolen car in fucking Ohio.
Yeah.
What's your guess? Just off the top of your head.
I have no idea. There you go.
The Yugo. But just about a 2003 Dodge Caravan. Number two is a 1999 Chevy pickup. What the fuck?
All these
old cars are getting snatched for the parts. See?
Okay.
It was that damn cash for clunkers thing that they did a couple years back. And there ain't no parts around. So, parts is parts.
Stripping that down, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess we got to end with this one.
You're not danger, are you?
What's that?
I
got a Chevy. I got a 99 Chevy, but it's the little one, the SUV, or not the SUV, the.
The little one. Leave it at that.
The little one.
The little
dildo. The S10. They're originally called Love Trucks, LUV for Light Utility Vehicle, which I think is cute as hell. And I wish it was mine was a Love Truck, but it's not. Sorry. But then I can say,
truck.
Hey, why don't you hop in the Love Truck? All right. Here it is. Switzerland. You like a good cup of coffee, right?
Yes, I do. In fact, I'm drinking my coffee now.
All right. Now, who doesn't like a good cup of coffee? How much would you spend for the best cup of coffee you ever had? I guarantee it.
I'm not crazy about flavor. I'm really not excited about the fact.
Ah, but it might not be the flavor that you're paying for, lad. In Geneva, a new cafe is open. Oh, no, it's set to open at the end of the year. For roughly $62 American, you get a nice cup of coffee and a 5 to 10 minute blowjob.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. You didn't say anything about the side order.
Now, I don't know if they tend to ladies as well, which, you know, that would only be only fair.
Right?
You know.
They should.
But,
I like that.
And then, of course, you know, I said, wait, I didn't want cream in my coffee.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Doing it again. Some kind of
Indeed. Yeah.
Anymore.
That's exactly what you said the first time I played that.
Yeah. I just
that is a great fucking Beatles song. You know what's so cool about that song? They were like, hey, John Lennon, goes, hey, we need a song. He goes, okay. He like wrote it in like a minute. You know? They go, here, let's go. Boo, 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 boo. And they recorded it like bam, blam, blam. Yeah. Probably the fastest fucking thing they ever did. Great. That's probably why it's
heard,
so great, because it's raw.
I heard Flo and Eddie. I heard Flo and Eddie wrote Eleanor that way.
Yeah.
Because they throw in et cetera.
Oh, yeah,
you're
it's
my
classic.
Pride, you're my pride and joy, et cetera.
Joy, et cetera. Yeah, they were trying to write a lousy song, you know. Beauty. So we got left here. The polka's coming up there later in the year.
Good.
Not much
good,
later.
Good.
I found this online
Friday?
Clock. A Friday Frank?
Yeah,
we
can
do a
Friday
Frank. Yeah, sure. I always got a Friday Frank. Check out this clock, though. This is cool as fuck. So you get, and it has hands, see? So now I know that it's all 13 and a half after. And if we're going to do a Friday Frank, we better do it now.
Oh, okay. Lay it on it.
City Mile. Because, you know, we won't have time for Friday Dweezil, though, tonight, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well,
Friday Dweezil.
It's time for Friday Frank. Lynn. Right? There's rules. We have the, you can bend them very liberally. Friday Frank. So get ready.
Oh, I'm powerful hungry. I ain't had but a couple of three breakfasts since morning.
A double A battery, but here's Aretha Franklin, Friday Frank.
Oh,
brings it, baby. He brings it. You all right over there?
I got a frog day.
Read it.
You know,
hey,
you see that Blues Brothers movie, which is a long, long time, probably before a lot of you youngsters were born.
She
don't look so bad. She don't look so bad, man.
No. Not at all.
When I saw that 1980, I'm like, I wouldn't go near that with your dick. No, I looked at it, boy, she kind of looked good.
Yeah.
I did that again with the Big Valley today, man.
Yeah?
I don't lust after the blonde with the big yangos. She's only like 17. I like Victoria Barkley, man. She stands there with her hands on her hips. She's a strong woman, but I'm not afraid of her. No,
there
I'm not. Because I can trust her.
You know what I missed? You know the Febreze commercial. Have you noticed that?
Oh,
They have the same exact commercial that they've had for years, but with different actors.
Really?
It's really bizarre. I mean, if you're going to do another commercial, you know, get another fucking script.
Yeah, they just recast it every couple of years.
But the first one, the mother was kind of cute. She was hot. I used to like that commercial. Now this mom is something.
Oh, well, I thought of this. I meant to bring this up earlier about the commercials. Have you seen the Charmin bathroom tissue? They got these commercials with bears, cute cartoon bears. I'm sure because they shit in the woods, right? We're selling Charmin bathroom tissue. They got to bring back Mr. Whipple. I saw a commercial.
Yeah.
I swear to you, ladies and germs, this bear is telling the other bear that this toilet paper, this is true. Says this toilet paper is so good, I might get away without changing my underpants for a day. That's how good
Holy
this toilet paper is. Wear your drawers for 2 days straight.
What? These are bears. They don't wear underpants.
Don't listen to. Look. Don't trust anything on TV, especially. Especially cartoon bears.
Yeah.
Unless, of course. Well, I was going to say, unless, of course, they're polka-ing.
A polka, baby.
Yeah, segue to our favorite bit.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Bartender with the
More for our pal, Timmy.
Timmy. Timmy!
Most underrated comedian ever.
Hey,
that's
oh,
that's
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Been declared. Should have been huge. Should have been Scatman Crothers big.
And that's big.
Yeah. Did Mr. Whipple... That is the question we'll leave you with. What did Mr. What did Mr. Whipple wear? I like that picture getting for USA. No, that was Ford posted that one. Mr. Whipple squeezing the Charmin at Halloween. Nice.
I gotta see that.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, did Mr. Whipple wear underwear? Did he wear Depends? Did he wear anything at all? I bet you wore one of them, like banana hammocks, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
I heard he was what packing.
Enough. They make your thing look bigger, man.
I heard he was bigger than a rare black duck.
Well, Steve Allen said he was bigger than a bread box.
There you go.
It's that very witty of him to say that.
Son of bread boxes.
That's what she... I go out on a date. She, you're out on a date with Arlene Francis. She says, is it bigger than a bread box? So what's my line, Joe? Kids, come on.
Yep.
Get on the trolley.
No one knows what a bread box is anymore.
No one knows what What's My Line or Arlene Francis is either. Or Soupy Sales.
All right.
And we'll all go down together.
Here's another thing that'll blow your mind. We used to have milk delivered to our front door.
Get out of here. So, our kids will be saying that about mail. You know, they used to deliver fucking mail to your house. Can you believe that? Guys walking up and down the streets. Molson Canadian.
Water. I've got my coffee. I'm on the water now.
Oh, I've lost more weight, so I'm celebrating with beer for tonight. Molson Canadian went to the best. Almost into the next series of numbers. I got to get that second number, you know, you want to make it lower. Well, we're getting there.
Don't get obsessed with it. Fuck it.
But,
physical
you're fitness,
not going to lose
gentlemen.
Your jolliness, are you? Are you going to lose your jolliness?
Oh, that's already gone, man. My head, I look like I'm 16 from the neck up. It's great. Fucking handsome man. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum-bum-bum. Molson Canadian, from the waist down, I look like I'm 97, though. That's the problem.
Remember, case Pink Floyd at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, stay up late. Get some popcorn.
I'll put on another pot of coffee.
Ooh, put on the PJs with the footies.
That's it.
If you need to lose 10 pounds, Fort Prefect, juice. Plenty of kale, juice, and exercise, sir. That's what it takes.
Fuck that exercise.
Oh, no.
Fuck that exercise.
Fuck sobriety. No, I'm kidding. I kid because I love. Oh! Energize! Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Hit the Gleason band to Simmer Down. We're out.
Simmer Down.
Man, that guy knew how to end a show, though, huh?
Yeah.
It was a great tune to play out on. Crying out loud. Genius. Another genius. In his own way.
I told you before, I loved it when it was when they played it in the one episode of The Honeymooners, where he was on the $64,000 question. And he was, everything that Norton played, he knew who wrote it, what the name of the song was, and then Norton started playing the theme to The Honeymooners, and he was, like, thinking about it, and then it was interrupted by someone knocking at the door. So they kind of skipped over it. I thought that was fucking
classic.
Great.
Classic. Good in-joke.
Uh-huh.
I got me a couple of CDs.
Episodes.
Well, that show,
show
was one of the funniest. Probably the funniest situation comedy, period. They're all the funny comes from that, I think, man. I don't know. I've seen people online get politically correct and go, well, Ralph Kramer is an abusive husband. Watch out of Lucy. It's more wholesome.
Oh, Christ.
You know,
that
fucking
show.
Ralph Kramden is—he's every man.
Yeah.
He's every fucking man because we're all crybabies who want to be better than the next guy, but we're not.
Yeah.
You know, we're fucking schmoes. We're
always
schmucks.
Trying to get a quick idea.
Yeah,
we'd
love to hit the big time, but you know what?
Uh-huh.
It probably ain't gonna happen.
And he's
we're a bunch of
hard. Remember
well,
he
yeah,
told
he's
the,
he does need to simmer down. Yeah, he's a little hard, but it makes it funny.
Well, you remember when he told the actress who played Alice? He says, don't shun away from me. You're the only one that knows that I'm not going to hurt you.
Right.
Screaming at you, you just look me right
in
the face.
Audrey Meadows Audrey Meadows just looked him in the eye. She'd give him she'd have a line. So it kept him in line. What the fuck, man? He was if anybody was abused in that relationship, I think it was Ralph.
Yeah.
She never cut him no slack, man.
You're damn right.
I love that guy. He always agrees with me, man. You know?
Well, you know, all the stand-up comics are now saying they don't want to do colleges. Colleges was their biggest thing. But now college kids are taught to be politically correct all the time.
Yes.
That they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's like
a
whole new generation.
I saw Seinfeld talking
humorous.
About that.
Yeah.
I saw Seinfeld talking. And who works cleaner than Seinfeld, for Christ's sake?
Yeah.
Or less controversial, you know?
And stand-up comics used to love going to colleges. They were the best audience.
Oh, that was their bread and butter.
Yeah. Now it's like there's going to be a whole new generation of politically correct nonsense. People don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, you know what? And I think there's truth in this, man.
Uh-huh.
Anybody in our generation, if you're 40 or older, okay, right now, in 2016, if you're 40 or older, you grew up in a time when you didn't have to be so careful what you said, and it was fun for you, and it wasn't so much fun for the guy you might be putting down with what you were saying.
That's true.
And giving it the mantle of political correctness makes it something I don't like. I, you know, makes me mad. Don't tell me. You know, I'll tell you what's Nessa. Don't you tell me what's Nessa.
Exactly.
Well, the thing is, though, it's wrong. It is wrong to hurt people's feelings, man.
Yeah, but they're taking it too far.
Maybe.
They're overdoing
it. Maybe. But, you know, what do you want to do?
Stick
out of the corner and scream the N-word? Come on, you don't want to do that anyway.
Yeah.
You might want to go out there and yell spick. I don't know. Or damn kikes.
I don't want to actually say Edward.
I don't either. I never said it. Dude, I never fucking said it. My parents fucking said it. And the only time I picked it up in the vernacular was when the black guys started putting it in their songs and using it. You know, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
And then he recanted that and said, you know, I wish to God I hadn't made the N-word so damn popular. Because he said he went to Africa, and he said, I looked around, I didn't see any N-words. Uh-huh. You know.
No, I mean,
nobody
I
in the world
actually,
listening to this.
I hate to actually say N-word, because it makes you feel like a
That's
5-year-old
offensive.
Kid. Yeah.
And here we are, on a podcast where nobody in the fucking world is listening, yet we're still going, N-word.
Yeah.
How about
the
P word? How about the P word, dude? Though I mean, talk about words. The P word. Huh?
What the hell is the P word? Penis?
Well, you know. Well, it's just right after the C word.
Hey, I tell you what. Let's start something since no one's listening. All right. The K word.
The K word. Oh my, dude.
Every now and
you can't say
the
K word.
We'll
say
the
K-word. You can't say the K-word, dude.
Have people wonder what the fuck the K-word is.
Which one is it? Oh, you can't say the K-word.
Uh-uh.
Well, Maggie Seal, though, I know she listens to the archive.
That's right.
She's our biggest fan. God bless you, baby.
A K-word. I like it.
Right.
Let's fuck with that
K-word.
For a while.
It's like, you know what it is? It's kale is what the K word is. That shit. It's the most healthiest thing on the planet. If you eat it, you'll live forever. But, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It's the... Go out and eat your back lunch. Yuck. But it's good for you, man.
Yeah, this year.
Kumquats! Kumquats are also good. All right, before I invoke the K word, we ought to bring on Tommy and the band.
Yeah, I got a cigar to smoke.
All righty, what a great show. Man, Monday was great. We had the lovely Reverend Wendy back.
Monday was terrific. Mm-hmm. Anyone listening to this archive, listen to Monday's archive.
Monday
Talk
was
about.
Great.
Yeah.
Reverend Wendy, get the fuck out of here.
He was a sweetheart. He's gorgeous.
Hit one over the fence.
Yeah.
A home run, Lynn Jones. Tonight. Oh, Minnie Nifty's doing okie doke. Haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. I hope he's doing okie doke.
Huh?
Malt Liquor Man, I hope they missed.
Huh? Yeah.
And he's still okie doke.
If he survives, call in.
Yeah. Welcome back anytime, my friend. And let's see. John Link, you call it too, bud. What the fuck? Fred? Fred Link? Yeah,
Fred
the Links. The Links never die. Go to a thrift shop. Well, and Professor R.J. Gumby.
On time, sir. And thank you, Commodore. You bring happiness to all us possums.
I'll tell you, it's my purpose in life to be.
There you go.
Johnny fucking Appleseed of happiness over here.
There you go. Spread those seeds. Wasted those seeds.
Oh, I wasted plenty of seeds. Especially the last couple of years. Yeah, been a slim... that's too personal. On that note, say goodnight, everybody, again.
Goodnight, everybody, again.
Just like it was rehearsed. Switzerland coffee, here I come. Say goodnight, Hillary. Ooh, I just shot myself.
Hey, Round Eye.
Good.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!